All right, so we're diving into Hurricane Milton prep for everyone in Tampa Bay. We've got all the latest briefings pulled straight from the Tampa Bay Times articles and a really important update straight from the National Hurricane Center. You know, the folks who really deal with hurricanes all the time.
And they're really not sugarcoating anything this time around. Like, calling Milton a major hurricane, it doesn't really capture it, you know?
Right.
They're using some strong words. Life-threatening. Monster. They're not holding back. And it's not just about how strong the wind is either, right? And we're going to get into the whole storm surge threat a little bit later, because that's where things get really, really hairy. But first, let's talk about getting you out of harm's way, especially for those Pinellas residents out there, particularly in zones A, B, and C. Listen up. Evacuations could be ordered as soon as Monday. So we're talking potentially half the county on the move.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, the traffic nightmares from Hurricane Ian a couple years back? This has the potential to be on that same scale, if not bigger. And it's not just Pinellas, by the way. Pasco County has already decided to issue mandatory evacuations for their zones A and B. So if you happen to be in one of these zones, it's time to really finalize those evacuation plans. Like, don't wait until the last minute, you know what I mean?
Right, because once those evacuation orders are given, we're talking about a mass exodus. Potentially over 500,000 people from Pinellas and Hillsborough Zone A alone could be hitting the road. Can you imagine those traffic jams, the hunt for gas, the sheer stress of it all?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why planning ahead is so crucial. Knowing your evacuation zone, figuring out your route, having a plan B if roads are blocked or gas stations run dry. That's really hurricane preparedness 101.
Yeah.
Know?
It's like the ultimate road trip.
Right.
Right. But with, like, way, way higher stakes. And this might not just be a quick overnight thing. This might be an extended stay. Remember what happened after Hurricane Helene last month? Pinellas' barrier islands were cut off for days. Milton could easily cause, you know, similar disruptions. Mm-hmm. So you got to be prepared to be away from home for a while.
Yeah, think of it less like a quick getaway and more like a mandatory evacuation sleepover. Except, you know, without the fun snacks and party games.
Right, exactly. And you got to pack accordingly. So we're talking like 2 weeks worth of essential meds, an entire week's supply of food and water per person. All that essential stuff is detailed in that Tampa Bay Times hurricane checklist.
Oh, and don't forget about your pets. Not all the shelters are going to accept pets, so make sure you have a plan for your furry friends, too. Pasco County is opening 5 shelters at noon on Monday. You can find the locations in those articles we mentioned.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of closures, a ton of schools in Tampa Bay, including Hillsborough and Pinellas, they're closing their doors Monday through Wednesday. And some of them might even be used as shelters. So if you live near a school, you might want to factor that into your plans just in case.
Yeah, it's kind of wild how these things have a domino effect, you know, impacting so many parts of our lives. Even the courts are shutting down. Pinellas and Pasco counties are closing their courts until Thursday. All hearings are being rescheduled.
Oh, wow. And we can't forget about universities, right?
Yeah.
USF, they're really urging students to evacuate. If they can, they're canceling all in-person classes. And get this, they're even preparing for a potential evacuation of their Tampa campus.
Yeah, they're not taking any chances, which is understandable, especially with what we're learning about Milton's potential impact.
Okay, so let's talk about this potential for a minute. The National Hurricane Center update specifically called out the storm surge.
Mm.
And you know what? That's what really makes me nervous about hurricanes.
Right. It's like the ocean just decides to come visit, and not in a good way. And the thing about storm surge is that it's not like a regular wave. It just crashes on the shore and that's it. It's this relentless rise in water level. Like, imagine a super high tide that just keeps rising and rising.
Now, with Milton, we're not just talking about like a little bit of water here. Do you remember Hurricane Helene's storm surge? Well, Milton's surge is predicted to be twice as high.
Yeah.
Like, we could be looking at a 12-foot surge.
Yeah. And here's the kicker. That surge doesn't just disappear if Milton weakens a bit before it hits the coast. It's a whole different beast.
So even if it doesn't directly hit us at its strongest point, that wall of water is still a major, major threat.
Exactly. And that's really why understanding those evacuation zones is so important. Those aren't just like random lines on a map. They're based on how vulnerable your location is to that surge. You know, knowing your zone, knowing your elevation, whether you're in a low-lying area, that's that's crucial information.
And you can find all of that information on those flood zone maps online. We'll make sure to link those in the show notes for everyone listening. Because even if you don't need to evacuate this time around, knowing your risk is super important for future storms, right?
Absolutely. It's a good reminder to brush up on your hurricane knowledge. Like, what even is a Category 3? What does storm surge really mean? How do I even find my evacuation zone? It's never a bad time to review that stuff.
For real. We throw those terms around a lot. But it's good to, like, refresh our memories, you know. And speaking of Category 3, that's where Milton stands right now. But it could get stronger. It could become a Category 4 or even a 5 out in the Gulf. And that brings us to another, like, really crucial point where Milton decides to make landfall.
Because wherever it makes landfall, that's who's going to get the worst of the storm surge, the strongest winds, the heaviest rainfall.
Exactly. And right now, the most likely areas are Pasco, Pinellas, Manatee, or Sarasota counties.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in any of those areas, pay attention.
You really got to know your location in relation to the storm's path. You know, are you north or south of the eye? That makes a huge difference.
Okay, so before we get to that, let's talk about those who are thinking of flying out of here to avoid Milton altogether. It might already be too late.
Yeah. Airlines are already issuing those travel advisories and cancellations. They're popping up left and right.
Yeah. And not just for Tampa International either. Sarasota, Fort Myers, Orlando Airlines are on high alert everywhere. So if you have travel plans anytime soon, definitely check with your airline directly.
Because even if your flight isn't canceled outright, this delays could be insane. No, nobody wants to be stuck at the airport with a hurricane on the way. And speaking of airports, St. Pete Clearwater, they're really watching those evacuation orders closely. As soon as Pinellas County gives the evacuation order, they're probably going to shut down.
Yeah, it's like hurricanes cause this chain reaction, right? One thing closes, then another, and then suddenly your entire life is turned upside down. Totally. You know what really stood out to me? One of the articles mentioned that some schools that were used as shelters during the last hurricane are still being fixed up. Like, talk about adding insult to injury.
Right. It's like these storms just keep on impacting things long after the initial hit. We're still dealing with the after effects of Helene, and now Milton's on the way. Really shows you how important it is to think long term about hurricane prep.
Yeah, it's not just about making it through the storm. It's about dealing with everything that comes after, right?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of dealing with things, I read this interesting thing about Tampa offering free parking in their city garages, but only for electric vehicles. Because apparently they're super vulnerable to flood damage and could even start fires.
Wow. That's a really good example of how cities are having to adjust their emergency plans for, like, all this new tech. Who knew your electric car could be a fire hazard during a hurricane?
Seriously. Definitely not something I had ever thought about before. Okay, so we've covered a lot, like evacuations, knowing your zone, the dangers of storm surge, even electric cars and floods. But what are people actually most worried about right now?
Well, aside from the whole wind and rain thing, it seems like storm surge is really what everyone's talking about. And for good reason, right? Those pictures of flooded streets and houses from Helene are still pretty vivid for a lot of people.
Well, it's like, we get it. Hurricanes have strong winds, but it's the water that's the real wild card. And the thing is, you don't even have to be right on the coast to be affected.
You got it. That's exactly why those flood zone maps are so, so important. It doesn't just matter if you're in an evacuation zone or not. Even if you're miles from the beach, all that heavy rain on top of the storm surge can cause serious flooding, especially in areas where the drainage isn't great.
And we're talking a lot of rain with Milton, like up to 15 inches in some areas. And that's on top of all the rain we got from Helene. It's like Florida is just one giant bathtub right now.
Seriously, it just goes to show how important it is to know your surroundings. Where's the nearest body of water? How high up is your house? These are things that everyone living in a hurricane zone should know.
Yeah, knowledge is power, yeah. Especially during hurricane season.
100%. Speaking of knowledge, anything in particular from these articles really stand out to you?
You know what really got to me? That estimate of 26 hours to evacuate just Pinellas zones A, B, and C. 26 hours. That's longer than some international flights.
Wow. And that's just one county. Can you imagine trying to move hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people out of the way? It boggles the mind.
Makes you realize that getting out isn't just about outrunning the storm itself. It's like trying to beat a massive traffic jam. And even if you manage to avoid the gridlock, there's still the issue of where you're going to go, especially with pets.
Right. Hotels fill like so fast, friends and family might be too far away, and not all shelters are pet friendly. It's a lot to deal with, which is why having a plan and a backup plan is super important.
It's like playing hurricane chess or something, and the stakes are incredibly high. Okay, so we've covered a lot here. We talked about evacuations, knowing your zone, the threat of storm surge, even electric cars and floods. But let's get back to the root of all this anxiety, Hurricane Milton itself.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting. Remember how the National Hurricane Center used those terms, life-threatening and monster? They weren't just trying to be dramatic.
So they weren't messing around, huh? A potential Category 5 barreling towards the Gulf Coast? Yeah, that's enough to make anyone nervous.
And remember, it's not just the wind speed that's the problem. Like we said, even if Milton weakens a little before it hits land, that storm surge is still a major issue.
It's like that saying, run from the water, hide from the wind.
Exactly. And in this case, they're talking about a storm surge that could be 12 feet high, which is incredibly dangerous, especially for anyone south of where it makes landfall.
So what does all this mean for you, our listener? What's the bottom line here?
It really boils down to this. Now's the time to act, not to panic. We've given you a lot of information. Use it to make smart choices for you and your loved ones and everyone.
Exactly. It's all about knowing what you're dealing with, having a plan, and staying in the loop.
Absolutely. And part of that is knowing where to get good information, right? The National Hurricane Center, your local emergency folks, reliable news like the Tampa Bay Times. Those are your best bets.
Yeah, because let's face it, social media during these things, total recipe for misinformation overload.
Totally agree. It's easy to get sucked into the rumor mill, but with hurricanes, stick to the official sources.
Right, just like you wouldn't ask your neighbor for, like, medical advice, you'd go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Hurricanes are the same way, trust the pros, which is, you know, what we try to do here on the Deep Dive. Cut through all the clutter, give you the need-to-know stuff.
Exactly. We break it all down so you can focus on what truly matters, staying safe and being prepared.
And while we're on the topic of preparedness, remember those hurricane kits we talked about? Now's the time to give those a once-over. Make sure you got enough water, batteries, flashlights, all those must-haves. And hey, if you haven't already, topping off your gas tank and grabbing some cash isn't a bad idea either.
It's all about thinking ahead, right? What happens if the power goes out? If you can't get to the store? Being ready makes all the difference.
And honestly, even if Milton takes a sharp turn and heads somewhere else entirely, having those supplies, never a bad thing. Better safe than sorry.
100%. And it all circles back to our main point. Preparedness is key. This is a fluid situation. Things can change in a heartbeat. The storm's path, how strong it gets, even the timing, all those things are up in the air right now.
So, any final words of wisdom for our listeners before we wrap things up?
Stay informed, stay calm, and stay prepared. Don't underestimate this storm, but don't let it make you panic either. Knowledge is power, and if you're informed and ready, you can get through this thing.
Well said. And remember, we'll be here right along with you, digging into the latest updates and bringing you the information you need as you need it. Until next time, stay safe out there, Tampa Bay.